2 on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Streaming on the Prime Media Plus app.
And on DStv channel 856.
Very good morning to you. I can't believe it. It is 8 o'clock already. I am Jane Dutton. I'm standing in for Googs. I hope you are having a very good time. Are you working today? Did you take the weekend off? Are you celebrating Easter? If you're not celebrating Easter, what have you been up to? I'm intrigued to know what's happening on the roads. We've been hearing that there's something like over a million cars on the roads. The traffic has been pretty horrendous. Awful if you're trying to get towards Limpopo. People were stuck in queues for hours. And then obviously there was that horrendous bus crash with a whole lot of people from Botswana. And there was only one survivor, a girl. And I'm just wondering how she is. And what an awful start to your life, right? We're going to be reflecting on that story and a whole lot more about what happened over the past week and what we can look forward to in the world of news. If there's any story that you feel we should be covering, that we should be tackling, do get in touch with us. We're also going to be talking about the sportswear, Kicks Sportswear, in what's happening in small business. I mean, this is an incredible story. Somebody who came from, in his own words, nothing, to create this incredible brand, to be a real influencer, an entrepreneur, a public speaker, somebody who has made a success of his life. So hopefully he's got some tips to share with us. And then we're also going to be talking about sports and a whole lot more.
Join us.
Let's walk the talk.
This is 702.
And then towards the end of the hour, we're also going to be finding out what's happening when it comes to arts and entertainment. If you have run out of things to do this weekend, if you've got the day off, and if you want to plan your diary for the month ahead. So stay tuned for that. Let me just remind you what our numbers are. The studio number is 011-883-0702. Our WhatsApp number is 072-702-1702. I would love to hear from you as we go through the news diary for the past week and the week ahead. I'm going to bring in my guest, Zingisa Chiwa from Briefly News, current affairs writer. A very good morning to you.
Morning, Jane. Thanks for having me.
Let's pick up on the story with the goings on at Fort Hare and the arrests there. I mean, this has been bubbling away in the news for some years now. The treatment of the students, the murders, the drive-by shootings, the corruption. Tell us what you know.
So I think Fort Hare is one of those that have been ongoing for some time. So just to take it back, we know that there's been hits out on some of the officials there. There's been a lot of situations regarding, I mean, we've also heard of, excuse me, Jane, of fake certificates and all of that.
We seem to have lost Zingisa there. We're going to try and bring her back. I mean, this is a story that broke this morning about the increasing number of arrests of the perpetrators or the alleged perpetrators behind the goings on at Fort Hare. And it'll be nice to find out more about who they are, if we know that yet, and what they've been charged with, if anything. We have heard that they will be appearing in court tomorrow, so I should imagine that the charges will be revealed there. And I'm pleased that finally something has been done about this. It's taking a very long time, and a lot of people there and those who have been affected have wondered why it's been taking so long. They're just wondering what sort of connections those people who have been involved in this behind the scenes, what sort of connections they have. Zingisa, we lost you there. I'm happy to have you back, and you were telling us a little bit more about happenings at the University of Fort Hare.
No, I was just saying that, Jane, definitely Fort Hare is one to watch because it has been ongoing for some time. We also know, obviously, that there have been officials implicated We've heard of sort of these murders that allegedly are taking place where there are hits out on people and fake certificates. So it seems that that investigation needs to be ongoing. So yeah, court here, I think for those who haven't read up, should definitely go to Briefing News just to get more on that.
Mm. And we believe some of those arrested will appear in court tomorrow. So hopefully we'll learn a lot more then.
Yeah, I think, yes. Obviously, after tomorrow, we'll probably get an indication of who are these people that are behind some of these atrocities that are happening at that university.
Gosh, our courts are busy at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, talking about that, we also know that President Jacob Zuma was in that accident, and he survived. I mean, he got out unscathed. And so the perpetrator also in that situation, who was driving the car that's rammed into the one that the former president was in, is also appearing in court in Eshowe tomorrow. And I think he's been charged with drunk driving. So, yeah, it seems like the courts will just, after this long weekend, there's a lot of these accidents that have happened and drunk driving incidents. So a lot of people will be heading there.
And the accident that really stands out, I mean, just too awful to, I mean, it's hard to comprehend, isn't it? That bus crash in Limpopo.
Yes. I mean, that still scares me today. It was on the R518 where that bus just sort of veered off the bridge and went into that ditch. And it took days to sort of try to recover some of those people that were lost in that accident. I think it was 45. And miraculously, just this one little girl, 8-year-old, survived. And I think for a lot of us, we were just wondering, like, where's her family? Was her family in that bus accident? And luckily, her mother was tracked down and she went to see the little girl. So they've been reunited. I think her mother's name is Lauren Siago. And obviously that group was traveling for the Easter weekend as part of a congregation to visit Moria to do that the usual annual service that the church has there. So, yeah, a very tragic accident, but I think maybe there's a bit of, you know, a bit of light, because I think most of us were thinking her whole family passed in that accident, but her mother came and found her. So that there was a bit of a, you know, they got reunited, so I think we're all happy about that.
Mm, what a story. I mean, it'd be just incredible to speak to her. We know that the government has offered to repatriate the bodies. That's going to take some time, I should imagine.
I would think so, because what we understand at the moment is that the South African government is in talks with Botswana, obviously. It's going to be a grueling process for firstly just verifications and identification of the people there, because some of these people have been burned beyond recognition. And I think you saw the images. That accident was horrific. But it's good to know that something is being done to sort of repatriate those people.
Do we know anything more about the accident? I believe that Interpol is involved in trying to find out what went wrong. I mean, I'm hearing that the driver took the wrong route. It's a pretty tricky road to be on, even in a small car, isn't it?
It is. And when you look at some of the social media responses from people from that era, they talk about how flimsy the barriers are on that particular bridge. So investigations are underway. I mean, we don't want to speculate at this point. But it looks like it is a bit of a narrow bridge there. So it must have taken some maneuvering, but hopefully we'll get to the bottom of this one.
Mm. Going back to the Zuma accident, I mean, members of the MK party are saying that there's something more behind this. You know, they haven't wasted an opportunity to thump Bekele for the lack of security when it comes to something like this. I mean, it is quite extraordinary that somebody can be hit. I mean, we know how many cars, any of our politicians, current and former, security detail cars they have around them. So it's amazing that somebody got anywhere close.
I mean, South Africa is a land of conspiracy theories, especially on social media. I guess also just thinking that just the day before, the IEC had ruled that the former president can't be on the MK's list when the candidate list for the National Assembly post, obviously, the elections on the 29th of May. Mm. So I see a lot of people trying to weave things together because obviously threats have been thrown around about secrets and so forth. But I think at this point, it's all speculation. But it is interesting because one would think the former president was in a convoy. And of all the cars, it was just his that got hit. So I don't want to make too much of it, but yeah.
And tell us what you're hearing about the MK party. I mean, a lot of people are saying they're going to be a one-hit wonder. This is the year, I mean, with Zuma off the paper. I mean, what were they thinking? Seriously. And, what are you hearing about them?
Well, a lot of support on the ground. I mean, hearing about millions of supporters. I do know that the MK has created these huge sort of WhatsApp groups in every province, and people are joining in. And I think it's a way also just to generate money for the upcoming elections, to sort of for campaigning and so forth. But we've seen this before. I think the proof is in the pudding. We've seen parties that seemed to be doing well prior to the elections, but then once voters get to the polls, the results don't really reflect what we saw. So a lot of support so far from what we see on the ground, but to be honest, I think the 29th of May will be the decider. That's when we'll actually know if the MK is the contender it seems to be.
Mm. And the ANC must be thinking, goodness, I mean, what else? What else needs to be thrown in front of us? What other hurdle that we need to overcome?
Because also, I mean, Zuma was one of those presidents who kissed babies and danced and made people smile. So I think the ANC might be a little bit nervous because he, as a personality, he does have a huge following. But then again, as I said, it will be the elections that will truly show us if that is going to translate all the way, or it's just loving someone for show on the streets, but not necessarily all the way to parliament.
I mean, you know, looking at South Africa, you can describe it as the crazy world of politics, right? If you think of, you know, who the EFF has taken on and, you know, their current parliamentarians, I mean, it's all a rather fruitful picture, isn't it? All right, we've heard that Tyler is back in SA, and she's back after her Grammy-winning trend for her beautiful song, Water. Let's listen to that for a little bit.